All right, everybody, listen. I know normally we start off with upbeat and happy music, but come on now. That's not going to happen right now. This is a hot button topic because of what is going on. So before we get started, I have a prepared statement that was posted on our website to kind of introduce the topic. Some of you may know this, others may not. The Two Dudes Bruising Books publishing company was technically founded in Orlando, Florida. That's where the Two Dudes first met in the early 2000s. Our foundation is in Orlando. That's where Jeremy Crosston and Jeff Schultz became friends. It's hard to see all the violence two nights in a row in our home. We here at the Two Dudes Bruising Books publishing company send our thoughts and prayers to those in Orlando in the middle of this tragedy. We love how the community is rallying around each other with long lines to donate blood to help all their brothers and sisters. Orlando the City Beautiful is now Orlando the City Strong. All right.
True words could have been said.
Thank you. I thought that something needed to be said on our company page, so I just kind of wrote from the heart.
And that's what everybody should be doing today, is looking into their hearts. I mean, again, if you're new to the podcast, I'm in Orlando. My wife is born and raised in Orlando. My child, Jackson, will be born in Orlando. Orlando runs deep here. And as Jeff said, you know, two nights in a row, tragedy struck, you know, the community, culminating with, you know, the mass shooting at the nightclub Pulse. And as Jeff had correctly stated again, the next day, you would not believe the outpouring of support from the citizens of Orlando, both in blood donations, both in monetary donations, and in spirituality. And it's a silver lining on a very dark cloud.
You know, there's a part of me that's glad I'm not there anymore, because I don't know how I would handle such an event being that close. Earlier today, when I just got into work, Jeremy messaged me and said, we need to do a podcast as soon as you get home. And I said, without a doubt, that this, you know, the more people talk about it, the more people are going to talk about it. And, you know, he had said that this hurts more than anything. And I said, of course it does. It hit at home. It's one thing when there are people you don't know that are impacted. Someone that I'm not as close as I once was probably lost a lot of people that two nights ago. And while I'm not close with this person anymore, it still affects me because I know how caring this person can be.
Yeah. And to everybody listening out there, you know, I'm sure there's lots of strong opinions and everything going on. Today is not the day, nor is tomorrow the day, to use what happened as a springboard for opinions. The city of Orlando, the people who are grieving right now, they just need to know that you care. And if listening to this, you say to yourself, man, I care about those people, then that's the important part.
Yeah.
If this world had more love in it, if more just good vibrations, stuff that happened, you know, on both Friday night and Saturday night wouldn't happen. And that's my plea today is, you know, find it in your heart to just say, I care. And that, you know, I support everybody in their decisions.
Regardless of how you feel about a place like Pulse, that's not up to you.
No.
Here's an idea. You don't like places like Pulse? Don't go there. Simple as that.
And Jeff and I today aren't going to do any speculation. Speculation is going to be with the FBI. You know, the city police, the county sheriff's office, those places are doing the investigation. All Jeff and I are doing today is supporting our city supporting our friends who have lost people. And there are still, I believe, 46, 47 people in the hospital recovering from injuries. There's a lot of people right now that just need our help and need our support.
And it doesn't cost anything to show your support. This podcast costs us absolutely nothing. This is the two dudes standing up in Orlando for Orlando.
It doesn't cost anything to say that you care. Not just support, just to say that you care. And I think that's the part that bothers me the most. When I reached out to you this morning, the two acts on both nights were just senseless, remorseless actions of people who didn't care. And I'll just never understand why somebody doesn't care about another human being.
I'm as speechless as you when it comes to that. Have I wanted to wish violence on someone? Of course I have. I'm human. But wanting to wish violence on someone and actually, A, carrying through with it, and B, to the magnitude that happened on Friday and on Saturday, to me, is unimaginable. What could drive somebody to do that?
And just to throw this out there real quick, in case anybody is unsure of what we're talking about, when we say Friday night, a 24-year-old pop star, Christina Grimmie, was shot in cold blood after her concerts by a presumptive stalker, and there was no reason for it, no care in the world, that person had for her. And did it in front of her friends and family.
From what I understand, it was at a meet and greet, like you said, after the show. The person, again, maybe this is speculation, this is what I read, I don't know, met her, hugged her, and then killed her.
Yeah. Her brother then tackled him, and he ended up shooting himself. Instead of being arrested. Just a terrible, terrible thing.
Yeah.
Right now, our hearts go out to the Grimmie family as well. And, we are so sorry for your loss.
She was a contestant on The Voice a few years ago. And I stopped watching The Voice after the second season. But when I heard what happened, I downloaded some of her music just to hear it. And she had an incredible voice.
I did too, yeah. Not my genre, and Jeff and I's music tastes are well known, but beautiful voice, young girl, was already doing amazing things with her life and had so much more of her life left to live. So combine that with what happened at Pulse then on Saturday night, and you can see why the city of Orlando was in shock. And why the country right now, is reaching out to us.
It's just, again, I can't imagine what would drive somebody to meet someone on a one-on-one basis, be like, oh, I'm such a fan. Boom, dead.
Yeah. And we'll probably never know now that he's, has passed away. And the same thing with, the Pulse, guy who ended up being, killed in the crossfire. I don't know that we'll ever truly know his motivations. Again, speculation, of course, will run rampant, but the truth may never come.
There's that old saying that there's three sides to every story, or in this case, two sides to every story. His story, and the actual truth. And like you said, we'll never know. And
Yeah. Listeners,
I want you to understand one thing right now. Jeremy and I are both being restrained from saying what we truly want to say. So keep in mind how hard this is for us to not let loose our exact emotions.
Before we go, because we're going to keep this short, Jeff and I talked pre-production. If we talked about this longer, some of that anger might start to show through, and we don't want that. We want this to be a moment of reflection, of showing our care. But before we go, if you want to help, there's a GoFundMe out there for the families of the victims of the Pulse shooting. You know, just head over to the GoFundMe page, search Pulse, you know, family victims, and it pops right up. At last count, I heard over $500,000 had been raised, and the original goal was $150,000. So, kudos, America. Kudos.
And it's probably not even just America. It's probably the world. I'm sure there are people who have given something from other countries. So I don't want to just let this be a kudos, America. Kudos the world for having your family's back. We are all citizens of this country, of this world.
And, you know, we'll go ahead and get this out of the way, too, as Jeff and I are hockey fans. On Friday, Mr. Hockey Gordie Howe passed away, too. So, you know, our condolences to the Howe family. Gordie was an amazing, amazing hockey player.
You don't get the nickname Mr. Hockey for not being one of, if not the greatest hockey player of all time. I would put him number one.
You would be hard-pressed to get a whole lot of arguments. I think Gretzky, but I definitely can see the argument for Howe, and I wouldn't fault you either way.
To me, it's Lemieux, because I'm biased. Gretzky, Howe.
Jeff, any, before we let the listeners get back to what they were doing, any final words, any thoughts that you'd like to share?
Just don't let hate take over your life. Just do good in this world. Use your hearts, use your minds, use your souls for good. This is exactly what this country and what this world needs. We don't need more violence. We need to have each other's back.
My final words are, look through your phone. If you see somebody who you've had a falling out with, or somebody who you didn't talk to because you disagree with their point of view, reach out to them, find love in your heart today, and put aside differences, and remember that each of us is human, and just care for crying out loud.
Doesn't take much.
Well, this was a tough mini hot button topic for us. Thank you for listening. Thank you to iTunes for hosting us on Podomatic. If you know somebody, or if you wish to let us know how you're feeling, email us at todosbrewsbooks@gmail.com.
Yep. Let us know what you think of this or any of our other podcasts. And if there's somebody that you are close to, the next time you see him, give him a big hug. Let them know how much you care, because that's what this world needs right now.
That's right. From two guys who really care, thank you, listeners, and we will be back at our regularly scheduled broadcast.
Have a good one, everybody, said solemnly.